in my opinion, there's no need to change a syringe every time you inject. Exactly the same as an old glass syringe where it was kept in white spirit. There's no difference between them, in my opinion. The needle's a lot thinner on a modern syringe. I'm hoping for various improvements. Insulin pumps are coming along. I think an insulin pump would suit me. But I'm not rushing out to get one at the moment. Although, if one became available, I would probably use it. Transplants of cells to the pancreas is extremely interesting development. I'd try that if there weren't so many rejection problems at the moment. If a higher success rate could be achieved and things weren't made worse, I would have tried a transplant. So, you know, I keep an open mind on these things. I think things are progressing very well.
Have you noticed any differences in the way medical staff treat you now, say?
I tend not to see medical staff at the diabetic clinic, so I don't really see the changes there. But looking for changes in a private treatment is a little bit more difficult because you tend to be treated at the same level, whereas in the beginning, I think when you went to the diabetic clinic, people tended to talk down to you a little bit more. When you go to a diabetologist privately, they know you better. They remember you from the time before, which is the difference, I think. At a diabetic clinic, they see a lot of people. They don't remember you. And that you feel they're talking down to you on several occasions, which can be a little bit annoying.
Have you noticed any changes in the National Health Service?
Yes, on the few occasions I've been to a hospital, I think the National Health Service has come along in leaps and bounds, contrary to what people are saying. Hospitals are a lot nicer places than they used to be. Also, outpatients departments are a lot nicer. But I have noticed a deterioration in cleaning in hospitals. You see things that you wouldn't have seen before when they had the matron coming round on her rounds. There would have been problems if she'd seen some of the things you see today. But generally, I think the National Health Service has come on very well.
What message would you have to anyone newly diagnosed with diabetes?
My message would be, as far with diseases to have, you will master diabetes, although in the beginning it will master you and maybe master you all your life. But diabetes can stop you doing nothing. You can do anything you want with diabetes.
And what keeps you going?
It's hard to say what keeps me going. I'm a strange person, I think. It's just, you know, tomorrow's another day, and that's what keeps me going. I don't need anything to keep me going. I'm always ready to go on, you know, no matter what happens.